The Aturim says, the Ato Titzaveh, Zokta Balaturim, it says a Loshem Tzav. Tzav is a Zirus. By Parashas Truma, it doesn't say Tzav. Because when it comes to building a Mishkan, we don't need Zirus. When it comes to building a Mishkan, everybody understands that a person has to have Zrizus. A person is Mezuris. But when it comes to things that we do every single day, day in, day out, and it has Chisor and Kiss, then it's something that needs Chizuk. It's something that we don't realize the Hashivas of. And it's something that we have to think about. And it has to be demonstrated to us. The Hashivas of what we do every single day when we come to learn. I think that before he says even one word, if we want to know the Hashivas of this Makom Torah, the Hashivas of these countless hours that are being learnt, just the mere presence of Reb Berg Shlita, L'Zayin Gesund und Stark, demonstrates to everyone the Chashivas in his mind, how Choshev this Moisid is, how Choshev it is that every single one that's here has a Shaykhis to this Moisid. And the Shaykhah should continue to grow. And everyone should have more of a Shaykhah. First of all, in learning, participating in the Night Seder. And second of all, being a Chazik the Night Seder. The Eivishtos will help him. That we should all be Zaycha, Bizchus, Ta'amelis, and Torah. We should be Zaycha to Moshe Rabbeinu coming and taking the Shemen Zayizach, Kosis Lamor. We should be zeicha to the Gula Shalayim.
The Olam knows that I need a little disclaimer, and I would appreciate if everyone remembers me in their tefillahs. It's not poshut. But it means a shame if everyone davens for me. I'm sure I'll have a refuah for him. Rabbeisai, it's a tremendous kavod and a schus for me to be here. A place where in Muncie, if someone doesn't have a chavrusa, he has where to go to. There are people who don't open up a sefer for years because they have no place to go. They don't have chavrusas. And here everyone knows, you come here to the Night Seder, they'll find you a chavrusa. Where is it? Anachron chaviv for the women of the Night Seder. Whole day being busy with the children and feeding and everything, and the husband comes home. And instead of helping out, comes to shul to sit and learn. Rabbi, I want to share just a couple of things here. I don't know how much Someone told me I'm supposed to speak for 10 minutes, someone told me a half hour, and someone told me an hour. But I really don't know. So Gemara in Brachas Tachnun Gimel Murdik Rabbeinu Yaina. The Gemara says Tana Rabbana Haya Yeshvim Bebeis Medrash Vehiviu Ur Lifneim. You say Shabbos, I guess Havdalah they made, but they didn't have an Avukah. The Shama Yoimrim Ko Echad Ve Echad Mevorach La'atzman. Every once is a bracha to himself. Beis Hillel Yoimrim Mevorach Lekulam Mishum Shenema Bereif Am Hadas Melech. They all say together, Bereif Am. So the Gemara is Bishleim Beis Hillel Mefarash Etayma. Beis Hillel is Mefarash Etayma. Excuse me, because of Bereif Am. But what's the time of the Shammai? So the Gemara says, Mitushum Bitul Beis Medrash. The Murdika Bitul Beis Medrash. If everyone says the brachas together, What's the bitul beis medrash of Beis HaMikdash that happened? So the Rabbeinu Yaina says, you just say inside, the Rabbeinu Yaina says inside, how many words are there in the bracha of Bairi Me'oire Ha'esh? Baruch Atah Hashem Malikeinu Melech Ha'olam, Bairi Me'oire Ha'esh is nine words.
And if they all say it together like Beis Hillel, nine words?
But Ben Shammai says, if they, each one says it separately, so the last one has to say a name. That a name is Bitul Tehillim. That means
one word. One word is Bitul Torah.
It's an idea what Torah is. I want to share with everyone. I lived in Bnei Brak, Yir HaKodesh. Not Pasha to live in Bnei Brak. And I was the first one that was saying that over here you have camp, you have 2 months of camp. Yeah. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's 3 weeks from Tisha B'Av to Chodesh Av, those 3 weeks. And the children have nothing to do. There's Drezach on the street. So Rav Zilberstein asked me, he knew I'm an American. And he knew that in America there's camps. And he asked me to make a camp. And made a camp. It was very matzliach. It was very cheap. It was subsidized. Not like here, people spend thousands of dollars on a camp. And in Eretz Yisrael, we made a camp that was subsidized. We made a camp that $100 for a camp. And if you had 2 children, so it wasn't $100, it was $90. You had 3, it was 80. You had 4, 70. If you had 10 children, we paid you to go to them. I'm dead serious. Because where does an Avrech have money to pay for a camp? But anyway, the camp was for a few years for elementary school children. And then one day some bachur met me on the street high school bracha. And they asked me, Rabbi Berg, you made for the children. Do something for us. We have nothing to do. We just trezach in the streets the whole time. So I went to the city, the Degela Torah, and the city, and they decided they'll subsidize it for 250 children. Bachmuth. Put it in the newspaper. And I told the secretaries in the office, I don't think that it should take more than 2 hours, 3 hours to fill up the 250. I come into the office in the afternoon, 4 children registered. I was so upset. 4 children registered. So I went outside. After a few minutes, I met a bacha. I said, I don't understand something. For months you were bothering me. Why don't I make a camp? And now that I made a camp, so 4 Bachrim registered? And he told me, listen, Rabbi Berg, by us you know everything is Das Torah. On our way here, we met Reb Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, that's all. And we asked Reb Michal Yehuda, should we go to the camp? And he asked, what's the camp about? And we told him that half a day is learning, and half a day is going swimming and trips and whatever. And he looked at him and he said, what? A yeshiva bacha for a half a day? Remember, this is Eretz Yisrael. A half a day, but to sit learn only a half a day? Ben Hasmanim, you sleep an extra 15 minutes, you take an extra walk, but to learn only half a day, now I don't go to such a camp. So no one registered. So I went back to the ones who sent me to the camp. It was Rav Steinman and Mordechai Mishkovsky. And I said, listen, if I'm not a shluchei de rabbonon, I don't want to make such a camp. So Rav Steinman told me, jeder halt von dem, und ich halt von dem, ist Rav Michal Yehuda halt mich von dem, but I hope it's a good thing for the bacher. And I told Rav Steinman, but what's going to be in 20 years from now? People are going to, my children will walk on the street, and people will point out, you see that bacha there? His father went against Rav Michal Yehuda. If I'm not a shliach de rabbonon, I don't know. So Rav Steinman sent me to Rav Michal Yehuda. And he said, I should tell Rav Michal Yehuda he has 2 choices. One, that he gives a letter of recommendation for the camp. 2, he gives the opening drush. And I went together with Rav Schlesinger and Rav Mishkovsky. And again, even Rav Michal Yehuda said, I'm the only one against it. What's the difference? And I told him, if I'm not a shliach de rabbonon, I don't want to have any part of it. But he said, what can I do? So I said, I was by Rav Steinman, and Rav Steinman said, you have 1 or 2 choices. Either you write a letter of recommendation, or you give the opening drush. Michal Yehuda stood up and he said, ich hab gewusst, as Rav Steinman is a goyin, ob a zapikech of the And he said, listen, that my hand should write down on a piece of paper that there's such a thing as a yeshiva bacha for a half a day Impossible for me. I'll give the opening, Joshua. Put in the newspaper.
Registration will be tomorrow. Rav Michal Yehuda will be giving the opening drasha, and mamish in a few hours, $250. Now, I'm not saying here this is America, that's Eretz Yisrael, but give us an idea what Torah is, what a moment of Torah is, what does it mean to sit and learn b'chavrusa. Even a half a day is nothing. Half a day is nothing. But basically, I want to say, I don't know, do we still have time? I'm telling you, everyone has a mazel. Oh, Rosh Hashem, you found it. It's okay. I told everyone that my drush would be short. Yeah. I'm going to say over here, Meridik Etshuva, which is kimat, hard to understand. Every year there's a canoness of Lev La'achim. The Rav of Lev La'achim is Rav. Rav Silverstein. And the question that came before them was a soldier who became a Baal Tshuva and worked in the army, and he had two choices. One choice, his job in the army was to listen to Arabic radio, and if there's anything that's negeya to the Israeli army or whatever, to write down. So he has two choices. He can work a whole week. And Shabbos, Chadashol, Shabbos he's not going to have to work. But the rest of the week, he's not going to work and won't be able to go to learn. But in Israel, no one wants to be on base. No one wants to be on base for Shabbos. So I have another choice. If I'm willing, Friday night, to be on base till Sunday morning and work on Shabbos, then the rest of the week I'm off and I can go learn and live life. B'chayra is a simple shayla, a simple tshuva. Rabbi Yisrael, what does the other say? Chal Shabbat. Rav Silverstein wanted to tie in if Shabbos is hutru or tchuya. But he held it was a very hard shayla. You're being matir for a soldier to work on Shabbos. Every Friday morning is the 52nd year already that Reb Chaim and his brother-in-law, Rav Zilberstein, sit and they go all holy shaylas. And he was telling Reb Chaim the shayla, and he was telling him about Hutra Tchuya, and Reb Chaim made with his hand and he said, Vosva Hutra Vosva Tchuya. If a person does not learn one day, he's putting the whole Am Yisrael b'sakana. It's pikuach nefesh. Avada, he's supposed to work on Shabbos, and the rest of the week he should sit and learn. A merdik tshuva. Merdik tshuva, no? I don't think any rovin that you have to have our primes on shoulders, places, to be able to. Gives us an idea what Torah is. What it means to come at night and sit and learn is pikuach nefesh, is Torah magnu matzli, it's Shemer and the whole Am Yisrael. Gives an idea of what it is. Rabbi, I just want to finish up. What Torah is it? About 2 years before Rabbi Yashiv was Nishter, a call went out that Rabbi Yashiv doesn't feel well. So an EMT came running. Rabbi Yashiv had a minor heart attack. And this EMT saved, Mommy saved him, saved the Pesikata. A few days later, one of the Hasidim of Rabbi Yashiv, an American Gevir, came to this EMT and said, "Listen, I want to make a deal with you. Here's a check." Showed him a check. "I want you to sell me this chus that you saved Rav Eliyashiv. I would also do it, I just don't have that money." But he gave a very big check. I don't know how much, or Zilberstein didn't say how much the check was in the Shia, but he left. And he said, "Listen, if you deposit the check, the deal goes through." Anyway, he told the Gvir, "Listen, such a shaila, I have to ask my wife. There are good husbands. There are good husbands." And he came to his wife and he said, "Listen, someone wants to buy off the schus that I saved Rabbi Yashiv's life." And his wife told him, Chaz, the shalom, to sell such a schus. So he pulled out the check, and she showed that its check was six figures. And she said, "You know what? It's not so partial. With such money, we could open up a bicycle of an shul. You can open up a kailo, nasa shopping," those in Hebrew a little bit, "nasa shopping a little bit. Your husband said, "Listen, such a shaila, there's only one person who can answer such a shaila. And that's Rabbi Yashiv himself." So they went to Rav Eliyashiv, and they told him the whole story. And Rav Eliyashiv just said a few words. "Fakrifin amitzvah fagelt. Fakrifin amitzvah fagelt. A mitzvah is priceless. Every night that someone comes to sit and learn here, it's priceless. You have no music what that's worth." This is the fundraising dinner? No one told me. No one told me.
It will be.
Rabbi said, "It's a schus to be part of the night prayer. It's a tremendous schus. Everyone has a chiyuv to be mechazik it, whether it's with money or to bring more balabatim to sit and learn. That's what's magni umatzla am Yisrael. Fair, nothing else." Hakadosh Baruch Hu.